Well, good morning, everybody. God bless us. Today we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent, which is a very happy time for us. Next week will be the third week of Advent, of course, and that's the pink candle. Everybody is welcome to wear pink next week to Holy Mass. And also on the third Sunday of Advent, so next Sunday, the tradition is to bring your baby Jesus statue from your home, your nativity set or sets, and place them in front of the altar to be blessed each year. So everybody is more than welcome to bring your baby Jesus statue next week, and we will have them all in front of the altar here for the prayer of blessing of the church. Speaking of nativity scenes, perhaps you have noticed on Broadway, we have a most incredible and stunningly beautiful nativity set that has just been constructed, and a group of men from our parish have just been working like crazy to get it done, and they spent all day out there yesterday in the cold, but even work had begun long before that with it. So many thanks to that group of men for all the work that they put into building that, into making it. It's amazing. It's amazing. And thanks to the parish council for the idea. It was the invention, of course, of St. Francis of Assisi. And it was said that every time St. Francis of Assisi looked at the nativity set, he wept. He wanted to remind people the miracle that we celebrate at Christmas. He wanted people to be reminded of the importance of the incarnation, that God became man, one of us, in order to save us. And every time he gazed at it, he would weep. And so spend some time in front of your own nativity sets and in front of the one out front. Next week we'll have in the bulletin the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi in front of the nativity set that you can pray. Speaking of nativity sets, there's a good joke about a class of kids, and they were told by the religion teacher to draw the nativity set. And, well, second graders or first graders. And little Henry is going about it, you know, and then he draws this big kind of large fellow in the middle. And he's got Mary and Joseph and, you know, the wise men, all these people. But then he's got this big kind of large fella. And the teacher comes over and says, "Now, Henry, who is that? My Bible doesn't say there's a big guy in there." And Henry says, "Well, that's round John Virgin." Okay. Last night, Tyler gave me a pity laugh on that joke. And then this morning, he was just completely silent. And I thought this mess, he might boo me. But anyway. Today, my friends, I was thinking that the theme in our readings today is really, well, there's a lot of them, but comfort is what came to me. Comfort. The first reading from Isaiah, it starts out, Isaiah chapter 40, "Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord." And this, like, remember that the backdrop of this is that Israel had been invaded by the Assyrians and the Babylonians, and like it's just this mess. There's chaos. And the first reading used the word wasteland. Like that's what was going on in this place, and it was crazy. And like God comes into that and says, "Comfort, comfort my people." And I don't know, I think sometimes we might misunderstand what comfort is, really, because we talk about, like, comfort food. You know, like, I'm feeling bad about myself, so I'm going to eat a gallon of ice cream. Or I'll have an extra couple orders of French fries. Or it's been a lousy day, so have a whole bottle of wine tonight. Those sorts of things, we tend to think of those as comfort. That's not comfort at all, because the word comfort has the same root as fortify and fort and like all this kind of like. The true comfort is being fortified, being uplifted, being raised up. And often the things that we can sometimes in our brokenness turn to when things aren't going right, when we're in our own wastelands, in our own quagmires, when we have our own different things that are going on, that we can turn to things that actually don't fortify us at all for comfort, but those things actually have a way of destroying us. And it's a funny thing. I did that Exodus 90, you know, and one thing that I will say, it was like, I have not eaten that healthfully for a while. And I felt so much better. I felt like reality was crisper. I felt more alive when I wasn't eating tons and tons of cookies and cake and donuts. And I've gained 8 pounds since I stopped Exodus 90, when I finished Exodus 90, which was about a month ago. So I've gained 8 pounds. I've been doing all those things again. And then I feel like I got the sugar high and, you know, the sugar low. But what happens like when we actually eat healthfully is that we feel better. But like sometimes we turn to, I'm going to eat 2 dozen cookies because I'm not feeling good, or my girlfriend just dumped me, so I'm going to eat 2 gallons of ice cream or whatever. It's like, no, that those things actually are going to destroy and tear us down. Comfort fortifies. And so what types of comfort, where should we turn for real comfort? For to be truly fortified, truly uplifted, truly strengthened. And I thought of a few. I thought of our holy hours. There is no greater way to, well, the Holy Mass. Let's start with Mass. To be fortified at Holy Mass is the most important thing. And to come before our Lord and receive His body and blood and Holy Mass in the sacrament, to be present and to receive Jesus, makes all the difference in the world. It truly does. Like, to actually be able to receive our Lord. Martyrs have died for this faith, have died for the sacraments. The sacraments are everything for us. And like, we are truly comforted by them. In the sense of that we, not just that we feel nice, but that we actually are receiving strength. A strength that we know is so great that it couldn't come from us or anything of this world, that it has to come from something else, some other world, which is heaven and Almighty God coming to us in the 7 sacraments, that we receive this comfort, this strength, the likes of which we could have nowhere else. Our holy hours. Our holy hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You all know the church is open 24/7. You come and spend time with Jesus anytime and be with our Lord. And just, you don't have to have a signed up holy hour to spend an hour with Jesus, or to spend 10 minutes with Jesus, or to spend a half hour, whatever you do. Come with, spend time physically in front of Jesus, physically in front of Jesus. And the church is big. It's safe. People can come and be with our Lord in a very distanced fashion and be with Jesus. We look at Jesus, Jesus looking at us, and we find comfort there. We find strength there. We are fortified there. If I didn't do my daily holy hour, I'd be a lousy priest. And I think that's true for all of us. And so another source of true comfort would be spending time with our scriptures. This is the word of the Lord, you know, and we are fortified by it. Spending time in front of our nativity sets, we are fortified by that. Our sacramentals, our holy water, our necklaces with crosses, our saint statues, our pictures of holy things, our scapulars, all of these things, consecration bracelets. Where'd mine go? Oh, here it is. It hasn't come off in 8 years. And so like, but these are true sources of comfort, of fortification. And let's turn to those. Let's turn to those, especially as we continue to prepare for this Advent season, or for the Christmas season, as we continue our journey to Bethlehem. Let's turn to Jesus and the sacraments, the sacramentals, His word, holy friendships, we get comfort from those. And that's the thing too, is that we are to get comfort by God, from God. It is the season of that. But then God says you are to go and comfort others, to fortify others whose faith might be a little weaker and who may not even have faith. Our job, and he says, you stand on a mountaintop to do that. Be proud of your faith. And when you are proud of your faith, when you truly live your faith, others are drawn to that. And not only will they respect you, they will respect the faith more. I remember one time I was in the airport, and I was with a group of Holy Catholic friends. I was at IU, and or maybe it was in seminary. But anyway, we were in the airport, and we were praying, and there was so much commotion. We were praying evening prayer that we had to actually like belt it out through the crowds. And I remember being a little embarrassed about that at first. But then somebody came over and said, can I join you? And like, when we're loud and proud about our faith, I think sometimes like we're at the restaurant, we go like this, just make sure nobody sees us, make the sign of the cross. No, be proud. Because that comforts others, that fortifies others. Sometimes it's easier for me as a priest not to wear my collar, but I should wear it anyway, because I might just fortify somebody who needed to be reminded of God at that moment, you know? And so we receive this comfort, this fortification from God in the holy ways, this holy comfort, and then we are to give comfort to others, to fortify them, to strengthen them in their own faith. Let's ask God's blessing upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.